Unlock your brain power with word searches. One of the coolest word search puzzles ever made was created in India in 2015. A teacher named Ashish Dutt Sharma spent 10 years making a special puzzle. He believed it could help his engineering students learn technical words. His giant puzzle contained over 10,000 words and nearly 130,000 letters. The puzzle was carefully designed to include important scientific terms and names of famous scientists and inventors. Sharma wanted his students to improve their English as they learned about their field. When the puzzle was completed, it was so large that it covered an entire classroom wall. This creation still holds the Guinness World Record today. Word search puzzles have gone through many changes over time. What started as a puzzle in a local publication has grown into a global phenomenon that helps people learn in an enjoyable way. When you do word searches, you are enjoying games that'll likely continue to evolve in exciting new ways.
Today's warm-up quiz is, because the sky looks dark, it's blank that it will rain later. A. Personal. B. Likely. C. Silent. D. Lively.
You have 15 seconds to think about it. Time's up.
All right. Welcome back to English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And everyone, in our last article, we read about how doing word search puzzles isn't just fun. It's also good for your brain.
Right. Scientists found that doing them often can boost your memory and help you recognize new words more easily.
You're right, and we also learned that the first English word search puzzle was made in 1968 by an American named Norman Gibbett.
He hid names of towns in Oklahoma in a box of letters. That's so creative.
Yeah, I don't live that far from Oklahoma. I have some friends and family that actually live in Oklahoma, so that's kind of a cool nod to that part of the world. But nowadays, it says, word searches, you know, they come in many forms. They're not just straight lines. Some have bends and curves, and others have secret messages.
No wonder word searches are so fun and challenging for everyone. Let's continue to read about them.
One of the coolest word search puzzles ever made was created in India in 2015.
第二天的课文, 开头告诉我们, 世界上最酷的找词游戏之一, 是在2015年于印度制作出来的。
A teacher named Ashish Dutt Sharma spent 10 years making a special puzzle.
哇, 这位老师呢, 花了10年的时间制作这个特别的游戏。
He believed it could help his engineering students learn technical words. And there, everyone, we see the word technical. It's an adjective. Technical language is language that is difficult for most people to understand because it is connected with one particular subject or used in one particular job. So an example would be medical books are full of technical terms that only doctors understand.
Technical 这个形容词呢是用于专业的哈，比如说 technical terms 那就是专业的用语术语。Engineering 这个名词是工程学或是工程设计。Civil engineering 土木工程。Mechanical engineering 那就是机械工程。所以呢，我们这位老师啊，他也相信这能够帮助他的工程学学生学习专业的术语。Wow,
what a dedicated teacher! Do you remember? It just said it took him 10 years making a special puzzle. When's the last time you spent 10 years doing anything? Well, for me, I don't remember. But this sounds like a really good teacher that really wants to help his students learn. Let's find out more. It says, His giant puzzle contained over 10,000 words and nearly 130,000 letters. And there, everyone, we see the word contain, which is a verb. It is to have something inside or included or include something as a part. So an example would be, the box contains old letters and photos.
Contain 这个动词就是包含或是含有。Contain sugar, 好，比如说食物 contain sugar, 那就是含糖的，或是饮料是含糖的。Contain information, 那就是含有资讯。Container, 后面加上 er, 就会变成名词代表容器。所以回到这个课文当中说，它那个超巨大的谜题，好，就是这个字谜。包含了一万多个单字，将近13万个字母这么多。
That is crazy. That many words and that many letters. Wow. Well, continuing, it says, everyone, the puzzle was carefully designed to include important scientific terms and names of famous scientists and inventors. And there, everyone, we see scientific, which is an adjective.It's connected with science. So using this word, we could use as an example, she wrote a scientific article about new medicine.
Scientific 这个形容词是科学的。Scientific research, 科学的研究。Scientific method, 那就是科学的方法。那我们这边还看到名词 term, 这个名词的意思就是术语或是措辞。所以这个谜题被精心的设计包含了重要的科学术语以及著名科学家与发明家的名字。Wow, I would never solve these puzzles.
Yeah, why did he make it, you know, so big? What was he trying to do for his students? Well, our article tells us Sharma wanted his students to improve their English as they learned about their field.
Field 在这边指的是研究或是工作的专业领域，所以呢，他希望他的学生在学习专业领域知识的同时，也能够提升英文能力。
Yeah, because a lot of words in the engineering field, I'm sure, are very technical and hard to remember. So by doing that, I'm sure it was a great benefit to his students. It says, moving forward,When the puzzle was completed, it was so large that it covered an entire classroom wall. And there, everyone, we see the word complete, which is a verb. It is to finish doing something. An example would be, he completed the puzzle in just 2 days.
Complete 就是完成或是结束，它是一个动词。Complete the task, 完成任务。Complete a form, 那就是完成表格。那另外我们还看到形容词 entire。
So when this whole thing, this whole puzzle was completed, and like you said, the entire classroom was full, or the classroom wall was filled up with it, we saw that word entire, which means whole or all of something. An example would be, the entire family went on vacation together.
Entire 这个形容词全部的或是整个的 Entire day 那就是整天 Entire building 整栋建筑那这个找词游戏完成的时候它大到覆盖整个教室的墙壁 Entire wall was covered
wow, Jeez, that's a lot That's a lot of wall
That sounds so crazy
I know, wow, what a cool way to get your students, you knowinto interested in making sure they remember all the scientific and engineering terms that they need to remember. And that's not only the special thing. This puzzle, everyone, has a kind of a special record. It says, this creation still holds the Guinness World Record today.
Creation, 名词创造物或是作品。Art creation, 艺术作品。New creation, 那就是新的创作。那另外呢动词是 create a plan, 制定计划 create a product, 创造一项产品。所以课文说到啊这项创作至今仍保持金氏世界纪录。那当然我们都知道金氏世界纪录是全球最权威的世界纪录认证机构专门收录和验证各种世界之最的成就。
Wow. Continuing with the article, it says, word search puzzles have gone through many changes over time.And there we see the phrase go through. And that is to experience something, especially something difficult or maybe unpleasant, or to carefully read or examine something. So an example we could say for that would be, she went through a lot of stress while preparing for her exams.
Go through 代表是经历，那找词游戏随着时间经历了许多的变化。
Moving forward, it says, what started as a puzzle in a local publication has grown into a global phenomenon that helps people learn in an enjoyable way. And there we see, everyone, the word global, which is an adjective. It is related to the whole world. So an example would be, the internet has become a global tool for communication.
Global 这个形容词是全球的，那可能同学们第一次见到这个字的时候，或是听到它的时候，在说的是 global warming， 也就是全球暖化。那另外可以形容什么名词呢？比如说 global issue， 全球的议题， global market， 那就是全球的市场。那再来还有一个名词是 phenomenon， 这个名词是现象或是非凡的人事物。这个是单数型，好，我们可以说 natural phenomenon， 那就是自然现象， cultural phenomenon， 那就是文化现象。复数型怎么办呢？字尾把它变成 na， 也就是 phenomena 就可以了。最初只是刊登在地方出版物中的一个游戏，如今已经成为一种全球性的现象，帮助人们以愉快的方式学习。
When you do word searches, you are enjoying games that'll likely continue to evolve in exciting new ways.
这句话包含了今天的文法重点。Let's take a look. 在今天的 Language in Focus 当中，我们要用到的是 likely 这个字。我们来讲讲它的用法是什么。Likely 它如果是作为副词使用的话呢，表示有可能，意思是接近 probably， 常常放在 be 动词、助动词之后，主要动词之前。For example, people will likely return home to their loved ones during the festival. 人们在节日期间很可能会回家与所爱的人团聚。另外一个例句可以是 she'll likely call you back later， 她很可能稍后会回电给你。那 likely 也可以当作形容词使用哦，表示的就是可能发生的或是可能属实的，可以跟副词来连用，像是 very, more, less, most, least, 或是 not, 来表达可能性的高低。For example, without a map, you're less likely to find the place quickly. 没有地图的话，你比较不可能很快地找到那个地方。或者是 she's very likely to win the singing contest.他很可能赢得歌唱比赛。那还有一个重要句型啊，讲到 likely 的时候一定要讲到它，那就是句型 it is likely that 后面加上主词以及一个动词，表示 that 子句所描述的事情可能发生或是可能为真。 For example, Mandy refuses to say sorry to Zoe, so it's very likely that they won't make upMandy 拒绝跟 Zoe 道歉，所以他们很可能不会和好。或者是 It's not likely that he forgot your birthday， 他不太可能忘记你的生日。那另外还有一个 likely 还可以说是名词， likely 可以放在名词前面做形容词，表示可能为真或可能发生，像是呢 The police are looking for the likely suspect in the case， 警方正在寻找这起案件中可能的嫌疑人。那我们来想想今天 warm up quiz 里头，同学们有没有答对这个题目呢？ Because the sky looks dark, it's blank that it will rain later. 因为天空看起来很暗，所以等等很如何如何会下雨。这个如何如何，这个空格该填什么呢？ A. personal, 个人的。 C. silent, 沉默的。 D. lively, 热闹的。唯一没有说到的就是 B. likely, 我们的正确答案，可能的。
And getting back to that sentence, it said that word searches and these puzzles will likely continue to evolve in new and exciting ways. And we saw that word evolve, which is a verb. It's to develop gradually, especially from a simple to a more complicated form or to develop something in this way. So an example using the word evolve, we could say, technology continues to evolve, making it easier for people to connect and share information.
Evolve 这个动词是逐渐发展 ,evolve into something, 发展成点点点。Evolve new methods, 那就是发展出新的方法。所以当你在玩找词游戏的时候，你正在享受未来很可能会以令人兴奋的新方式持续发展的游戏。同学们，如果你不想错过更多精彩的 English for You 内容，就赶快订阅我们的 YouTube channel, 还有追踪 Facebook。
Alright everyone, that brings us to our For You chat question. Our question is, what would you include in your own word search puzzles?
Oh, I would include names of different countries in my own word search puzzle because I love geography and it would help me remember how to spell them.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I'm bad at geography. I need to get better at that. I need to remember how to spell some of those countries.For me, I would include words about animals in my word search lessons because, or my word search puzzles, you know, because I really do love animals and I think it would help me and other people learn their English names and know how to spell them as well. Well, everyone, we hope you enjoyed learning about the history of word search puzzles and the biggest one ever created that holds the record.That's all the time we have for today. My name is Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Technical. At the hospital, the doctor used technical terms to describe how the medicine helps the body. Contain.This soap contains many strong chemicals, so using it will make your skin feel dry and uncomfortable. Scientific. A professor did a scientific study of earthquakes in Hualien to find out how often they occur. Complete. I'm sorry. I can't go to the movies with you until I complete my homework. Entire.Johnny was so tired that he almost slept for the entire flight. He only woke up once before we landed. Global. Climate change is a global problem that all countries must work together to deal with.
智慧小补帖
Engineering. Creation. Phenomenon.Evolve.